Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the podcast that really needs to hire a qualified producer. The man in front of me is in charge of hiring and firing around here, but he's currently focused on the virus. Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward. I put a test swab up his nose and Poseidon tested positive for incompetence. Yeah. I'm Mike Ward, your penthouse, and our friend there just learned how to unmute a microphone.
Oh, nice. Yeah, yeah. We're not muted anymore. That's great. That helps.
No, I was just Mikey that was muted because you all day you were using the other microphone.
Yeah, because I was sitting there.
Oh, yeah, it's true. Fuck. You guys said you pulled the switcheroo?
Yeah, I pulled the switcheroo.
You bamboozled me, bro.
He was looking at the beginning of this podcast going, how did Mike grow his hair so long? Fuck, did Mike lose weight? Mike lost weight and grew his hair.
What do you mean lost weight? He's fucking, I'm bigger than you. I'm fatter. What are you talking about?
I think Mike's taller than he was. Look at that fucking dick. He's sitting on a fucking butt.
I got to lose fucking weight.
Yeah, me too. I regained some weight.
You know, all these years, you'd think at some point that extra chromosome would come in handy. Never. It's never come in handy to help you out.
Who, me?
Yeah.
How would it help me out?
I thought some way. You'd have an extra chromosome. It would help you. Always hold you back. So you have a test in front of you.
I have a test because I bought a bunch of, because I was recording Suzy Kutz here all day. I didn't know how to say Suzy Kutz in
English.
Yeah. The
under plural. Listens.
Yeah. So I did a bunch of Suzy Kutz. And so I bought COVID tests because I figured since we're tight space, people will be more comfortable if they see that, you know, everyone's negative.
You tested me right before the show just so we could tell people. Yeah.
And I tested positive. And I was like, what? How the fuck did I test positive? I haven't seen anyone. And then I realized, Kristen Marassi was like, did you use the real test? Because they always have like a positive.
My box didn't have a positive test.
Yeah, this has it's written positive control. It's to test to make sure that your thing can be positive. But why
include that?
Yeah, I don't know. And then it says, do not use for specimen collection. And there's a thing, don't put it up your nose. I was sticking that shit up my nose. So I think I gave myself COVID.
You're too much of a rebel.
Yeah.
It said, don't put this in your nose. And he said, the fuck, I won't. Yeah.
You know what would be amazing, though, if I get COVID because of this, and I am one of the few people that die of Omicron?
I will sue.
No, but I'd be, it's technically a suicide.
No, you didn't know. I would sue.
Yeah.
I would sue on your behalf.
Assholes. These fucking dicks.
That's such a dumb thing to include.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just going to use this to freak out my wife because my wife is always taking tests at home. So I'm just going to sneak this one.
Oh, when she's waiting for the next results. Yeah. Yeah, and then you go, hey, it looks positive. There's two lines. She's going to freak the fuck out.
Yeah.
You were giving a weird look.
A weird look?
You look at the screen, very excited. What happened? You saw something?
No, nothing. I'm just enjoying. I'm enjoying producing.
Can I? Oh, well, it's.
He's
about
not
time.
Enjoying the show. He's enjoying producing.
Yeah, I'm enjoying having you guys on mute. I saw a there's a show. I guess it's based on real life on Netflix called Profile. It's about a woman in like a British a journalist in the Netherlands that she tries to infiltrate ISIS.
Okay.
So she's got to pretend that she's all down with ISIS.
But since she's a woman, she has to get raped. And
that's the thing. They're bringing her down there. So they're setting her all up to go. And she was going to go all the way. She like left her boyfriend for like 3 months to really, really commit to the bit. And she had a guy that she Skypes with, a jihadist, who's bringing her down. And he would tell her like, baby, you like it here. None of this and that. It was just fucking absurd. But at one point, the guy in the video, there's an explosion. And he just sees his head like on the floor, like his eyes. And she's like, oh my gosh, she freaks out. And she stopped eating. Like, for 3 days, she was sad. She was depressed that this terrorist she was talking about was dead. And then someone else called her from there. And it was like the funeral. They were going to bury the guy. I was like this. And then he just jumped up. He's like, ha ha, it was a prank. It was a prank. And she was like all crying and freaking out. I was like, baby, baby, don't cry. It was a prank. It was a joke. It was a joke.
What? I didn't know ISIS, yeah, ISIS was funny.
ISIS has a fucking sense of humor.
God damn.
Yeah.
God.
And then they found out because in one of the pictures, I guess she had her passport and her plane ticket to go down there. And they saw her real name and shit. So they found out that she wasn't who she said she was, and she was a journalist. And they said, if you expose us, we're gonna call a fatwa on you, and we're gonna hunt you down. And then she exposed them, so she had to move, and she went the witness protection program.
Okay.
Yeah, because she's scared of ISIS. I mean, we've had a fatwa on us for 3 years, yeah, and we haven't been scared to do anything.
We did.
We did.
Didn't we? Oh. We had a fat producer.
Yeah. We had a fatwa. You had a fat one. So yeah, it's pretty funny. Yeah. It's pretty crazy to see that the joke though that they committed for 3 days.
I would never be afraid of that threat, because like if ISIS told me don't fucking post that anywhere or I'm gonna kill you, I'd be afraid that they were gonna kill me now. But once I'm out of the room, they're like, we're gonna get you. You're not gonna get me.
Well, they will, because you know they have cells everywhere, and what they do is they say what's the video, like they reach out to their cells and they say, my brothers, my Islamic brothers. This woman, you know, we have a fatwa on her. If you get a chance, you see her, you kill her. Like a fatwa is everyone who believes in that is supposed to, wherever they find you, take care of you. That's why that guy, Salman Rushdie. He couldn't live anywhere because he had a fatwa on him.
But he still has a fatwa on him and he's everywhere now. He's even doing Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, that was a great episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he is everywhere.
He is everywhere. He's like the guy that Goodfellas was based on. Henry Hill. Henry Hill was in the witness protection program, and then he was on Howard Stern every other week.
Was he on Howard Stern
every
other week?
Yeah, he used to go on Howard Stern, like often.
Fucking dummy.
And I was like, is the mafia this bad? They're like, this fucking, if we could only find out where Sirius is.
Yeah, then we'll get him.
This motherfucker.
This is so stupid.
Yeah.
I guess because it's too obvious.
Yeah, and I think too, the Henry Hill thing, he fucked over people that weren't even, like, that even their kids were dead by then. Like, he started doing Howard Stern, like, 15, 20 years after.
Yeah, like, who's going to kill him?
Yeah.
You're all dead.
You're not going to be like, you fucked my uncle up.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, no one cares about your uncle.
I've been bragging this whole, I found a new show that I watched the whole season, Yellow Jackets.
Oh, yeah, I heard good things about it.
Dude, that's a fun fucking show.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's a bunch of high school girls.
Okay.
A high school soccer team. In the 90s, and they're flying to nationals, but their plane crashes, and some people die, some people survive, and now they're stuck in the wilderness, and it took 19 months for them to get found. So all kinds of crazy shit happens, but you don't really know what happens. You see some stuff, and then the whole season, at first you're like, is there some supernatural shit? Then you're like, ah, there's no super. Is there some cult? Now there's no cult shit. And then fucking last episode, last scene, last everything, you're like, ah, oh, goddammit, there is cult shit. But it ends. So now I can't wait for the next season so I can find out what kind of cult shit is happening.
And it's that girl that was in the Addams Family, right? What's her name?
What's his? Christina Ricci.
She was married to the comic.
Fuck, why am I forgetting everyone's name?
Yeah.
The Berg. What the fuck's his name, bro?
Okay, Christina Ricci has been engaged to Owen Benjamin.
Oh, Owen Benjamin.
Owen.
Okay. Owen Benjamin.
Yeah.
Owen Benjamin.
Yeah, I pulled up her whosdatedwho.com.
Is Owen Benjamin still living in a small town in northern New York?
He lives in a small town, I think. Yeah, he still does his videos. He's like persona non grata in a lot of places.
Yeah.
He pissed a lot of people off. But not everything he said was crazy, but a lot was crazy.
Yeah,
I've been looking into the moon landings again.
Oh.
Yo, I found some fucking Buzz Aldrin videos. I sent them to you on TikTok.
You did?
Yeah, you said shit.
No.
I don't know. This guy talked a lot of shit. But it's funny because he said stuff like there was two things. One, a kid was asking him questions. He's like, why haven't we been to the moon ever since then? And then he's explained to the kid. He goes, that's not a child's question. I have the same question. He goes, I don't know. It's complicated. Some might say, you know, it's like maybe we didn't really go there already.
Wait, what?
And, he says shit like that.
Really?
Yeah. And then another one, this was on Conan. He was on Conan and he goes to Conan. He goes, Comes like, I remember when you, no, you don't remember. You're misremembering because you didn't see us because we didn't have video then to see what you are. You heard the radio thing and then we, like, there's a whole little thing that he's letting on. I was like, wait, what? And then even in Interstellar, they give the same theory. In Interstellar, they say, there's a scene that went over my head. I didn't even realize where they go, the textbooks were changed in the future to fit reality about how they hadn't gone to the moon. He's like, why didn't we go to the moon? He's like, oh, it was a scam. It was to bankrupt the Soviet Union. So they think we went so they could keep trying and... Yeah, yeah, all this crazy shit. It's a lot of fun.
I'm gonna look into this shit now.
These are fun conspiracies because even if it's real, like that,
who cares?
No one gets hurt.
Yeah, obviously.
And you don't have to feel sad about it. You know,
well, the Soviet Union gets hurt.
Oh, they already got hurt, brother. So these are fun. These are fun. You can have fun with it. It's easier to have fun with these. I don't like going into the negative stuff anymore. It's too depressing.
Yeah, I used to really love conspiracy theories, and then COVID, everything
sad.
There's nothing fun.
Yeah, there's nothing fun. So I hated that shit. So when I saw the Buzz Aldrin stuff, I got happy again. I was like, ah, nice.
You know what I was, I don't know what, this has nothing to do with conspiracies, but I was thinking about billionaires yesterday. You know how Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos both went out in outer space?
Yeah.
And the Virgin Air guy?
Oh, yeah, yeah, Branson.
Branson. So I Googled, Branson is only worth $3 billion.
He's a poor. He's
which
poor.
He's basically a peasant.
Yeah. Why are we talking about him?
Yeah.
I hope everything works out for him.
Yeah. No, but for real, like three. I don't. How much does it cost to like go to the like go to outer space?
Maybe 50 G's.
A couple million.
No, it doesn't cost a couple million.
It does. Yeah.
No. Not a couple for the whole thing. I mean, for the plane ticket.
Yeah, it's a couple. How much is it?
Didn't they say last time that
coach is it coach?
Yeah, didn't they say last time they're opening it up to they want to do space tourism where it's like 50 just a ticket and they take 10 people up and you see it and then you come back down.
That's probably what he did. Maybe he was on green screen
because a bunch of politicians wanted. Don't you mean like some known people in Europe wanted to do it?
250,000 to half a million.
Yeah, it's not a lot. I mean, it's not a lot.
Wow.
It's not a lot in that world, bro.
Wasn't it his own, like, not plane, but rocket?
The Branson guy?
Yeah.
He's making rockets?
I don't know. Because I didn't know you could rent, like, space to go to outer space.
SpaceX.
I thought that was just in the... But he probably has his own thing. Because if not, he definitely looks like a peasant. If Elon Musk like, I'm going to outer space, and he's like, I'm going to outer space too if Elon can bring me.
Yeah. I don't know if he has his own. He might have his own rocket, Virgin rocket. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that guy, yeah, like, because the difference between like him and us, he's closer to us than he is to Elon Musk, right? Because Elon Musk is worth like 200 and some billion.
Yeah, that's the way I look at it.
So we're only 3 billion away from Richard Branson.
I like those odds.
Yeah, and he's 197 billion from Elon Musk.
Yeah, Elon Musk doesn't even know who he is.
Yeah.
277 billion.
God damn it.
Fuck. Now that guy's got some fuck you money.
Guy's rich for real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That guy has some fuck you, fuck me, fuck us money.
Yeah, that's a fuck you and your country money.
Yeah, that's what
he's
it
got
is.
He's got fuck planet Earth money.
Yeah. He could actually go to war with countries that aren't that small.
Yeah. If you say the wrong shit and you're from Sri Lanka, your whole country could not exist. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
It's a lot of money.
That's nuts, bro.
Yeah. I'm proud of him.
Do you guys remember the story of the African king who was...
who came to Queens?
No.
To find a wife?
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah. Is that what you're talking about?
No. He was one of the wealthiest
And everybody
men.
Thought that it was a scam when he went to Queens to find a wife because they're like, why would an African king...
Oh, you guys are giving me the fucking...
Is that what you think it is?
And then he went to a barbershop and they were all... Yeah, these sassy old men.
Yeah, they were all making a lot of jokes.
They were funny.
He worked at a bootleg McDonald's.
That one?
That's funny.
He stopped the robbery?
No. This was like in the ancient times.
Oh.
And the guy... Fuck, what was his fucking
name? So the first one?
Are you talking about Shaka Zulu?
No.
I like how offended he was. No, why would I talk about Shaka Zulu?
Fuck, who was it, bro? It was this black king, bro. Mansa Musa.
Oh, of course. Mansa Musa. That's me and
Mansa Musa, he would have been worth, with all the fortune he had back in the days, he would have been worth
$80,000.
$400 billion in today's money.
But that's a dumb comparison. I hate people do that. Alexander the Great took over the entire planet. So what would we say? Gajillion? It doesn't make any sense.
That's true, yeah. Yeah.
King fucking Napoleon. When don't have because
apparently Mansa Musa had it in like liquid gold and shit. He had it in
liquid gold.
Well, not liquid, like
liquid gold.
No, but like
he had gold slug.
Yeah, yeah, they all peed.
No.
Liquid gold.
No.
I have to go make a deposit.
Yeah. Liquid gold.
Mansa Musa.
No, like he had
Mansa Musa sounds like an Italian restaurant.
Yeah. It does actually.
I gotta go empty Fort Knox.
It sounds more like I'm gonna go eat a Mansa Musa tonight.
No, but like he had it in physical gold. That wealth, the 400 billy.
Yeah, and look at what good it did him. Did he go to space?
Physical gold. And crypto or just
no.
Did he have any crypto?
No crypto. Didn't exist.
No NFTs.
No NFTs. This
fucking guy. That's why he was in the future. Yeah,
fucking stupid Mansa Musa.
Yeah, he didn't have an NFT of a monkey vaping a fucking cigar like they do now.
But
have you seen that? It's all monkeys vaping.
It's true. But
apparently, in order to be a good NFT, yeah, it's digital monkeys vaping. You have to buy one. I was like, I'm not gonna buy one. Or wearing funky hats.
But they're digital monkeys?
They're digital. It's not a picture. Because I thought it's a digitized picture of like, it's like a cartoon monkey.
Yes,
and
but
I agree it's adorable, but not worth $250,000.
But there's proof of contract.
What do I care? If I like the cute little fucking animal, I'll just right click save.
Have you seen the new episodes of Always Sunny?
Yeah, I have. This last season, where they're in Ireland?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I was happy that they get robbed by a monkey.
Dude, that whole fucking thing was fucked up with D, where she's drugged up and they take Island. That's a good fucking season. Yeah, I think it's your last one. They're done.
Oh fuck, that sucks.
I kind of understand, dude. They've been doing it forever. Yeah,
it's 15 years.
God damn. Yeah, that's a lot of content. Fuck.
Yeah.
I was watching last time. Last time you showed me was a while back. I really liked that show.
I like how that sentence went everywhere and nowhere at the same. It's like I was watching last time. Last time you showed me. I really like that show. You could have just said, I like that show. You didn't have to take us around this ride that went nowhere.
Have you seen
Life is a roller coaster, bro.
Have you seen all the episodes? I'm on season one, episode two.
So what do you want to talk about? Yeah, it's good. Good time.
Yeah, I wanted to.
Did you stop watching before Danny DeVito started playing in that series?
I don't think he started from the
beginning. I never started. I just saw what you showed me. Yeah.
Random stuff I was watching.
Okay.
Last night I saw the new Ghostbusters.
Oh, really?
Well,
yeah. Good or no?
That's not good. It wasn't like a dumpster fire, but it wasn't good. The best moment was when like Bill Murray shows up.
Okay.
I was like, yeah, but it was too little too late, and it was, I don't know, it wasn't that good. It wasn't that bad, but it wasn't that good.
I don't think it's going to make Mansa Musa money.
It's not going to make Mansa Musa money, though. No.
But speaking of Mansa Musa, because I didn't finish. He had so much gold on hand.
How much gold did he have?
Yeah, you beat me to it.
$400 billion worth.
Yeah, that's a bad
he would point. He would completely demolish local economies by throwing too much gold behind him. Like he would just throw gold, like, here, have some gold. Like
and that would destroy the economy? No, because, like,
what do you want me to do with this gold?
Then it was kinda,
eat it.
No, because everyone had too much money, and, like, inflation would, like it would kind of ruin the balance of shit. Like, that's how much
gold he had. The way inflation works is that the money's not worth a lot, so you need to have more of it to buy the same thing. But gold is always worth a lot. So if a lot of people had gold, I don't think inflation was the problem. I think it's because nobody needed to work anymore.
I think gold was the problem.
I think that was the solution.
Or, something like that. He would fuck up entire, like, fucking towns, ecosystems.
You turn a poor village into aristocrats overnight.
Yeah.
How did Mansa Musa make his money?
Oh. Did he sell watches?
I don't know. Let's Google it.
Murder, death, stealing. It was a different time back then, bro.
How did Mansa Musa get rich? He was a king, so I guess through conquering and shit. His riches came from mining significant salt and gold deposits in the Mali Kingdom.
He was a miner.
Yeah. Elephant ivory.
I wonder if people were like throwing gold in towns to ruin the economy. If he tried doing that with salt.
Yeah,
and he was like, this isn't working. People aren't slipping anymore, though.
Yeah, yeah. It's really helpful with the grip.
Maybe that's why he started throwing gold. He's like, it's snowing. It's fucking icy. I don't have my salt on me.
Yeah, maybe something like that.
Well, it was in Mali, so I don't think it snowed.
Oh, thank you for clearing that up, Poseidon.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Taking that joke literally. Had to derail the show. That's nice. That's nice of you.
Okay,
any more historical stories for us?
No, just
That's a goddamn shame. That's a goddamn
yeah. So Mansa Musa.
Mansa Musa.
I like the name.
That's the story you had.
I like that you found something that's current events.
No, it just popped into my head, like as you guys were talking about the richest people.
Well, we were talking about one peasant that's far away from the rich people.
Richard Branson. Two of the Richard people on one fucking Richard Branson. He has the airline,
Virgin Mobile.
Virgin Mobile. And Virgin Records, right?
Oh, that's it.
Yeah,
but they're
that's not doing that well. I don't think anymore. And well, Virgin Waterbeds.
He has Virgin Waterbeds. Yeah, he's not doing that well because record labels now are a thing of the past. Because of the internet.
Yeah, exactly. Your
times are changing.
Exactly.
Unless you have 270 imbeciles that sign a petition to get you off Spotify, then maybe that'll help do something.
Oh, even owns hotels, radio stations, Virgin Atlantic.
Radio stations.
That's Sex smart. Pistols.
Oh, yeah, there's Virgin Radio. That's true.
That's smart. You know why? Because, well, now it's different, but back in the day, that was the best idea because you're basically funneling. You have the entire pipeline of your product. You're making artists, you're pushing them to the radio, you're making money off radio play. It's just a vicious cycle.
It's basically like what you did with him and Guido.
Oh, yeah. It's true. Yeah. You're my product.
Hey.
You're his virgin heir.
Guido's not here. Guido's in Mexico.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he just texted us. Says, I'm in Mexico. Do you think we could record when I get... Well, you're not here.
What's he doing in Mexico?
Fix his teeth.
Yeah.
He went back to the dentist?
His two front teeth fell out on air during the intellectuals.
And he flew to Mexico for that?
Yeah. But it was... Look, I'll give him credit for one thing. It was fucking hilarious. Like, and I'm like, what the fuck? He's like, I can't. My teeth aren't going to make it. And he takes the other one out. Just yanks a tooth out. He's just toothless doing the episode. He's a trooper.
Yeah.
You figure, like, maybe they're not doing that good of a job with his teeth. They just keep falling out whenever he talks.
I'm with you. It's his fault. He says he grinds his teeth too much when he sleeps. He just goes, grinds and pulls them out.
God damn.
Yeah.
And he has a kid now.
Yeah.
So he had to tell his wife, look, next couple of days, I'm in Mexico. Got to get my teeth fixed.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
That's a real thing that happens.
For sure, her family is going to spend the week going, you sure about this?
You know, we get to carry you. There's other men out there. You ever heard this? You ever heard this successful entrepreneur, Mansa Musa? I think he owns a pizza joint.
So did he warn you before he left? Like, did he go, there aren't going to be any intellectuals for a while?
No, or? He wanted... but the days were all mixed up. He's like, I'm going to go this day or maybe that day. So I in my head, I thought there's going to be zero episode of Intellectuals this week. And I lived with it.
And I think you set your expectations.
I set them very low. And I'm just used to a lot of disappointment with these guys. So now.
With these guys?
He said,
why am I in the same boat?
It's true. What am I saying? You've never disappointed me. So he should be back in 2 days. And if he tests negative, then they could jump in and do a quick episode.
Okay.
I'll edit it and put it up for them. Look at this. He's having a panic attack. What's the matter?
No, I'm fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
That's not normal behavior.
What's not normal behavior?
We're all sitting quietly. It's a little...
No, I just find the whole situation funny.
It is. It's not It's not sad. I'm not sad.
Yeah. Why would you be?
Exactly. Right?
Yeah.
I'm not sad. Are you sad?
I'm gad sad.
He's getting a nice little vacation out of this, too.
But fuck, bro, back and forth, Mexico, like, it starts costing more than, like...
Well, because you got to take into account the plane tickets.
Oh, I wasn't taking that into account when I said it gets expensive.
No, but yeah, I meant.
When he said it gets expensive, I thought he meant the exchange rate.
Yeah. Well, I meant it's taxing on his soul.
No, hold on. You and I, all three of us, we take into consideration the plane tickets. But maybe Guido, he looks at, oh... It's like a lot cheaper to fix your teeth there, but he doesn't take into account the plane tickets and
new conspiracy
the hotels.
Theory, Guido is Richard Branson. You ever seen them both in the same place at the same time?
I have not. You know what? You make a good point, my friend.
I didn't see that coming.
I didn't see it.
What did you do this week?
Nothing. Nothing.
You just chilled?
Yeah.
How are you finding it now with not coming to the city for the shows here at the... Did you make it so the Bordel studio starts up again? Like the so that you can come back to civilization?
No, it was just basically because I wanted... I ran out of shows.
No, so but you don't like the Zoom shows, right? You're like me.
I hate the Zoom shows. Same. Yeah.
I hate that shit.
And I was just going to stop doing Suzy Good for a while.
No.
And then just do like Zoom shows for my Patreons. And for my patrons. And but when I mentioned on air that I was just going to do them for people on Patreon, people got angry.
Like regular non-patrons?
Yeah, regular non-patrons were like, what? Okay, since I don't pay, I don't deserve shows. And I was like, Jesus Christ. I was just saying that I didn't like the quality of the Zoom shows.
Yeah.
That I'm not putting them out because I think they're garbage.
Yeah,
and
I'm with
people...
You.
Me saying I think they're garbage, they're like, fuck you.
You think I'm garbage?
You think I don't deserve to see your garbage? And I was like, oh, you fucking idiots.
Yeah, people get offended easy. People get mad.
Yeah, and to be fair, some of them are big dummies. Like today in the live chat, like one guy was kept asking you a question, and he was getting angry that you weren't reading his question.
Okay.
How's he going to read the question? He can't see this.
So.
Well, what's the question?
I forgot.
Okay.
I think it was, what did you think about the story, the guest story about his father? I think something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm very curious about Mike's opinion.
And then they asked me to tell you. But like you guys, like we're in a conversation, right? I'm not going to fucking cut the show. I fucking ask you your fucking question, bro. And then they were getting mad at me.
The show. You just have to be like, hey, stop. Grenade Launcher 67 here has a question. Yeah. So stupid.
I asked Jason to ask people to get questions because I wanted to like to see what people wanted to know. And there were no questions about my guest.
What were they all about?
They were all about me.
The random shit like about your
random
hair.
Random shit and- about my, why do I call it a tour bus? Preach showed a picture. It's on a tour bus. It's a camper.
They're fucking assholes.
Yeah,
and they kept ripping each other in the fucking chat. Like
they were fighting each other.
They were fighting. Like at some point, they're like, this one guy writes, "Yeah, I was right. All the patrons are unemployed. Like, who the fuck has time to listen to a live stream at this time?" And then they just went off at each other, and they were fucking. One guy,
I'm not unemployed. I'm terrible at my job.
And one guy was like, "I work at night. Fuck you." I was like, "What? What is happening?"
Yeah, we're so tensed up.
Yeah.
We'll fight about anything now.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's what it is.
I like it. I'm sending Poseidon out scouting for me to see if I'm going to get a new car.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
My lease is up in like a month.
What are you looking at? Are you going a Mercedes? You were talking about
I was talking
Mercedes.
About, but then he found something for me.
Look, I have come to the realization as of late that, bro, all these companies that we made fun of in the past for the shitty cars have been making lately fucking fantastic, beautiful, gorgeous cars and reliable.
Because he told me, what do you want? You want a good car that's going to have all the bells and whistles that you like? Or do you want a brand name but you're going to pay for? I said, I want to save money, sir. Do I look like Elon Musk? And he said,
what do you think about a Pacer?
Yeah.
People think they don't make those anymore.
They make them.
They make them in Mexico. Yeah. We can get Guido to
drive back.
Drive back in an AMC Pacer.
So he started looking for me, and then he found a Genesis?
Genesis, my friend.
It looks cool.
Oh, those are amazing.
Yeah. Yes.
Hyundai Genesis.
Yeah.
Fucking amazing cars.
And I found, like, there's a good deal now. I'm trying to work out because my buyback is low, but the value of my car is high.
Yeah.
The deal, when I got my lease, I had Poseidon negotiate for me, and he basically fucked them over.
Mm.
Well, fucked over, but
it's just I got a good deal.
Yeah. What was I going to say? But yeah, because the thing is, American cars, the residual value usually is very...
The what?
The residual value.
Okay. Residual.
Sorry, I stumbled on my words. is very trash because they fucked up because of the 08 crash. Anyways, it's a whole fucking story and everything. I'm not going to go into detail. But you end up
the
usually...
Crash.
Yeah, you end up... Because they got bailed out and everything. They fucked up with their bullshit.
I love him so much because he knows half information. And he's like,
the 08
I'm
going to
make
crash.
A sentence.
No, no.
Bailout, fucking Obama.
The 08 crash.
George Floyd, Osama Bin Laden.
Yeah. At least he didn't call it the V8 crash.
Yeah. The V8 crash. So, Mots Clamato, bro. The Mots Clamato assassination of 91.
So, because they fucked up with the way they financed shit, you gotta now people who lease American brand cars, like Chrysler wasn't able to offer leases for the longest time because of this. But now they could. You end up paying a lot more than 50% of the value of the car on the lease period.
That's what
my,
I did.
My brother leased a Chrysler a couple of years ago, and they were so hard up to get customers that you could borrow more than the lease, and they gave it to you in cash.
That's amazing. So
he leased a Jeep Cherokee or a Grand Cherokee.
Here's $10,000.
And they gave him $10,000.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. But he was paying more a month.
Yeah, because like
he
a loan.
Ended up paying it back, but it was like a $10,000 loan with like 1.9% interest.
That's fucking hilarious.
Jesus.
Because I didn't work on getting me that Jeep.
Yeah.
But then what's nice about that is the buyback, you can kind of like work out a deal where, you know, you sell it to somebody else.
Yeah, because he was telling me all kinds of shit. Like, my thing's up. I think my buyback is 13 G's, but the car now is worth 20.
Oh, yeah.
So he's like, figure something out. And then he went to look at the Genesis, and they're cheaper than the Mercedes, because I don't want to pay Mercedes. I'm not going to pay fucking $1,200 a month, $1,000 a month for a fucking car. Are you crazy? Mm. And it has all the fucking features, and it's super fast.
Yep.
Yeah.
I drove it.
So I'm going to go drive it, see if I fit in it.
Oh, nice.
I want to see. And then we'll, or I might even just pay for my car, just keep my car. I like my car, my Ford Fusion.
Yeah.
It works.
Yeah, it's true. It's only 4 years old. You've taken care of it. The mileage is
negligible.
Low.
Yeah, I might just keep my car too. I like my car. But if I get a good deal and I'm paying roughly the same, like nothing in my life changes, then maybe I'll get a new car.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to take on like a big expense for nothing. But yeah, so a Genesis, they're cool.
Yeah, I was looking at those a couple of years ago. I came close to buying one.
Okay, so yeah. It's a good deal. It has all the shit that the other stuff have, just way cheaper.
Yeah, I saw like Genesis, the Hyundai wanted to change, to make it a its own brand.
That's what it is now. It's its own luxury brand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So me, it was the G70.
So it's the same as like a Lexus or...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Lexus, Acura.
Infiniti.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I saw a guy like he was doing a test drive of a Bentley and a Genesis, and he said they were both basically the same car.
The GV80.
Yeah.
Compared the Bentayga to the GV80, right?
I don't know.
No idea.
I don't fucking know, bro. Leave me alone with your nonsense.
Very Italian. The GV80.
Fucking doesn't know how teeth work, but he'll tell us the Balenciaga GV80. Go fuck
GV80.
Balenciaga is a shoe brand.
Don't make fun of cars, bro. Don't make fun of the car, bro.
It was the Bentayga.
Whatever. Oh, big difference.
The Bentayga.
It was the Baba Yaga. It's a Serbian car. Did you hear Novak Djokovic was kicked out of Australia?
Yeah.
And they're threatening to kick him off of the out of the French Open. So stupid. I don't know. I feel bad for the guy.
Mm. Yeah, he worked all his life to fucking make it up there. These guys just want to fucking fuck you.
Okay, that added nothing. I don't know what you were saying. Do you know what happened to him?
I
think it's because he lied. That's why they're mad.
No, I think, like, I read a thing that, because, like, they accepted him in the country.
Yeah.
So he was allowed to be there. But it's an election year in Australia. So they just wanted to show, look how we take COVID seriously. We're going to send this guy that we invited to our country. And we told him he was okay to come. Because he's a rich guy. He can, if he's not allowed going to Australia, he'll just stay home.
Yeah, and go somewhere else.
Yeah, because they don't have to play at every fucking
tournament
in the world.
Yeah, no, you're right. They shouldn't have. Yeah, they shouldn't have let him in.
Yeah,
that's kind
of
fucked up.
And plus, tennis is a type of well, even the sports are all professional athletes, so they're all like, if they get infected, it's not the end of the world for them. But if like tennis, it's not like hockey or football where it's fucking contact and you're sweating on the other guy. You're 100 fucking meters from the other guy. There's like I don't think he's putting anyone in danger.
No, I don't think so. Especially since you can't put someone in danger if you don't have the virus.
Yeah. And even if he did have the virus, like he's not around other people and he's everyone.
Poseidon had the virus.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he's here.
I fucking gave myself the virus.
Yeah. By the way, did you test yourself after that?
I did test myself after. And I was afraid I'd test positive because I fucking rubbed all the COVID in my nose. But the second one came out negative.
Thank good.
I don't think it's in the swab though. I think it's in the liquid.
No, it can't be in the liquid.
No, because it's the same liquid.
Yeah. The liquid you use
it's a swab.
Yeah.
It's like dry. It's dry.
Think about, I'm just your critical thinking skills.
No, you're right. You're right. You're right.
It's the same liquid for all of them.
Yeah, you're
right. The only difference is that swab is separate, and the swab says that it's a separate test.
Yeah.
The test positive. Why would it be the liquid?
Yeah. I should have. It's weird because I was looking at everything in the box and I was reading the instructions, and it says like in red, do not use for specimen collection. But I was like, okay, I've done this before. I know what I'm doing.
I wouldn't have even looked because I've done it so many times. Look. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just opened up.
The only thing I looked, because I've never used the Abbott brand. So I was like, okay, it needs 5 drops. So I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, man, I normally put like 3.
Yeah.
That's all nonsense anyway.
Yeah, there's the 2 types of tests. There's the one with 5 drops and the one with 3. I don't know.
Pregnancy ones too.
Yeah. And the one that you put in your dick hole.
Yeah. Have you ever taken that swab in the dick?
No.
No, you never took the...
That's the test for STDs, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I've never done it.
No, I like your style, bro. I don't have something that I don't know about. I like it. I like it.
Wait, what do you mean?
if you don't get tested, it doesn't exist?
I like it.
I've done
blood tests. The Austrian stitch.
Yeah.
No.
Supposed to itch.
No, I've done... Hold on.
Everyone's dick is half black.
Hold on, bro. I've done urine tests, blood tests. I've done all the tests that you're supposed to for
in your face or your...
Yeah, where'd you take them? Where'd you take the urine?
No. You piss in the cup.
The liquid gold.
Liquid gold, that's it. Yeah, you had Matsumoto money.
Matsumoto.
What do you have? Matsumoto herpes.
No, you piss in the cup. You piss in the cup, they take
blood. And they didn't kick you out of the restaurant.
They should call golden showers Matsumotos.
Yeah. You got Matsumoto. What do you mean? You got liquid gold.
That's a good name, actually.
Liquahid gold.
That's a good fucking name, actually, for getting beat on.
Matsumoto.
You got Matsumoto.
If I was a porn star that only did golden showers, that'd be my name.
Matsumoto.
Matsumoto. Oh,
God. Matsumoto. That's a good historic name.
Yeah.
Matsumoto.
Matsumoto's strong, but it sounds Italian to me. It sounds like an Italian restaurant. I can't, when I think about it, I don't think Africa.
It sounds like someone trying to say like mozzarella.
Yeah. You got some matzamunza on your hands.
That's a fafango.
Yeah.
That's a fafango mozzamunza.
Yeah, it sounds like a restaurant Guido's going to open. Yeah. Guido's Matsumoto Emporium.
Right next to Mozza Provolone.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like. Fucking shit. Yo, speaking of historical fingers, I was looking a lot again into Alexander the Great.
Okay.
Very fun guy.
Very great.
Very great. Well, depends how you look at it. A lot of people were scared of him. They hated him. So I was looking at a lot of the shit that he did and at the time, like how they would conquer places. And I'm like, fuck, how weird is it? Because now, you know, because of the internet and because of TV, you kind of know, you get the video and you're like, okay, Iraq, it's getting bombed. Everyone around is aware of it. But they didn't have that back then, so you're not aware of it. So some people are coming into your village or your town, and they're like, yeah, you got to learn how to speak this language. I'm in charge now. And you're like, who the fuck are you? And like, why do I have to dress? Yeah, you got to dress like that. This is a school. Now you got to learn. Isn't it a weird? Because you have no connection. Like, I don't know what's going on now. Is this normal? Like, who? It's because they don't kill. Because when they would go in, let's say, what they would do is they wouldn't, they would try to spread Hellenism. So all the places that didn't have schools and universities, like fucking peasants. Listen, you barbarians. You're going to have to learn to speak Greek like a fucking adult. And you're going to have to go to university and learn. You're going to learn about philosophy. You have to fucking learn. That's how you spread Hellenism. So all these people that weren't, they would just, imagine someone fucking takes over your house and he starts fucking throwing books at you. He's like, read this, you fucking retard. It's so stupid. It's so crazy. Like the concept, the thing is like, and then you learn a new language and now you're part of that culture. It's so fucking weird.
Yeah.
So weird.
They must have lied a lot too because they... Like, you'd show up to a village and go, if you don't join, we have 1 million people coming and they're going to murder you.
No, they wouldn't even say shit like that. That's what I'm saying. It was so weird because the way they worked.
They wouldn't
back
even
then,
threaten them.
Because the way it would work is mutual respect. Like, the Persians were like, all right, we're beaten. We're beaten, bro. You beat us.
But if they didn't do anything, how were they beaten? You just came to my town.
Oh, no. The wars would happen first.
Okay.
And then they would go to the town. It would always happen outside. So then when they'd break in, they'd go in. If there was a resistance, then you'd fight.
Okay.
If there's no resistance, they would come in and be like, we're imposing our rules. It's like, what are your rules? It's like, fucking, are you going to learn how to wrestle? You're going to learn how to speak Greek? Not like a savage that doesn't know how to speak Greek. Some other questionable shit might be considered gay. Whatever. We'll talk about that later.
If it's a boy, it's not gay.
But it's just so weird to impose a culture. Like, I'm not saying I understand that you should. To just close people in. But I mean, the culture imposing is weird to me just because it's such a funny thing to tell someone. Like, no, you can still work, you can still go to jail, but you better change that fucking sign.
Yeah.
Well, it's the same thing's happening nowadays, bro. We haven't changed one bit.
That's what we kind of did with the natives.
Kind of. Oh, the natives was worse, though. Yeah, you sent them to concentration camps. And then they just assumed, at the time, they just assumed of course they're going to do it. This is so much cooler. That's what they thought. They go, why would you be a barbarian? Bro, he could be Greek, bro. He could be cool. and they would just spread it. People liked it. People were like, all right, I'll learn how to read.
Yeah. Also, the Quebec government almost went on the warpath for the word pasta, bro.
Yeah.
So, we haven't changed.
It's nothing similar, but I like that your brain...
No, I know, but...
I don't think you do, because you said the opposite. But you know.
Having fucking millions of natives die, you're like...
I feel you, bro.
Who cares? No. I know what it's like. I tried to order some macaroni.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about the whole imposing like the culture and learning like the whole language shit.
But you know what's fucked up is another thing he would do to impose like the culture to be like no, you can't be subjugated. You have to be with us. It has to be one empire. He would marry all the like princesses from all the different cultures to be like, now you have no choice. Now we're one family, bro. He'd force himself on that. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, he had many wives. Yeah, all over the place. Yeah, so because he thought that was the best way to integrate people, to mix them in.
Yeah.
It is,
but it's funny that this happened fucking so many years ago. And he, instead of being like, yo, slaughter them, this is stupid. He's like, nah, bro, show them how to wrestle. teach him about reading, brother. People love reading.
That's kind of wacky.
It's so crazy. Yeah, it's like,
it is kind of
like,
wacky.
You just slaughtered their best soldiers. They're mad now, bro. But wait till they learn how to fucking calculate the circumference or something. They're going to love us.
It's kind of wacky,
actually. It's fucking hilarious.
I'll make a funny sketch, actually. Yeah. Like, funny.
I did murder that guy, but when they found out I married his wife, they're going to accept me.
Because you think, you're like, is this ingenious or completely insane?
Stupid.
Completely insane.
Yeah, it's buffoonery.
Don't you think in our sleep, they might try to kill us? What are you talking about? We showed them what a triangle is.
That's actually kind of funny.
They love us.
That's actually very funny.
Yeah. They have proper irrigation, bro. We're heroes.
Well, I mean, look, the irrigation thing I get.
Irrigation I definitely get.
Yeah. Like if you smelled like a hot pile of shit for like years and then all of a sudden you smell like beautiful soap flowers or whatever.
You probably still smell like shit, though. It's not a little bit of running water in rich people's houses that's going to help out the fucking centuries of shitting in the street.
But I guess his plan did work because Egypt, he was a liberator. In Egypt, he was the last pharaoh.
Really?
Yeah, Alexander the Great is the last pharaoh of Egypt.
Wow. By the way, fun fact, historians are saying...
But they were also Greek. So they had a lot of ties to the Ptolemy dynasty. There's a lot, even in Greece, a lot of Egyptian. There's a lot of intermingling. The cultures were, they knew each other. And the Persians, they knew each other too. They respect each other, the Greeks and Persians.
No.
Just that they hate each other because they kept fucking around.
Like, what do you mean?
Well, because we kept going to war with each other.
Yeah.
Well, they kept coming to us. The Greeks.
Yeah, they kept trying to conquer Greece. I know that.
But that's why also he caught everyone by surprise because the whole gag was Greeks would always fight each other. That was the whole thing.
Yeah.
Greeks would always fight each other. And then, fuck, people would get fed up. And then people, every time someone would try to take over, then Greeks were like, okay, now we got to stick together, guys. And then the second they'd beat the power that was trying to press them, they'd be like, all right, Nick, fuck you again. Hey, you stupid white. And they start fighting. We're ridiculous people.
Yeah, we're insane.
And
we're
then the
nuts.
First time we went on the offensive, like the big offensive was Alexander the Great. And the son of a bitch wouldn't stop. He's like, I'm taking over the whole world. he's like, okay, this is why they shouldn't go on the offensive.
Yeah.
But for all the fun stuff, there was some wacky shit too. Like when he got to India, did you know about this? That they met, I think, orangutans, like a bunch of monkeys in the.
Oh, and they thought the it was.
They thought it was people. They thought it was a tribe of people.
Oh, really?
And they're like, look at these fucking weirdos. And they try to make peace with them. Like, listen, we don't want, like, you guys don't have any weapons, and you look inbred or some shit.
That is so fucking. Yeah. How racist you have to be?
thought it was a tribe of like fucked up people.
God damn it. God damn.
I mean, look, we don't want it. And then they're like, dude, they're not people, bro. I think they're animals. That's not an animal, bro. It's a person. It's just a fucked up person. Yeah.
I wonder what they negotiated with the orangutan.
It's and the Indians, it was one of the first people that the Alexander's generals hated, didn't like them.
Because they never met the real Indians.
They met real Indians in India, but because the people they met, I remember reading this. It's because
they argued more than those monkeys did.
But that's because they had with the Persians, with Egypt, all that stuff. Because there was history and people understood, and there was like rules of engagement. They kind of understood, like, okay, this general now owns this. But in India, because Indians didn't have any fucking clue the fuck this guy was. Yeah. So what happens is places that he would take over and shit, they would pretend that they were with him, but they were, you know, behind the scenes trying to fuck him over. Oh. And Alexander was like, no, they're just... And they're like, no, they're not, bro. They don't like it, bro. They're pretty pissed off.
Oh, shit.
The way you're describing Alexander makes him seem like a buffoon that trusts everyone.
he was a good general because he started young. But he did trust him. He fucked everyone. He died young.
How old was he when he died?
33.
Oh, shit.
He lived the life, bro.
Yeah, he lived the life, bro. This guy, that's why he's...
God damn.
Yeah. That's why he was the best general. He never lost a war. Yeah.
What did he die of?
I think syphilis.
Oh, shit. Yeah, with all those fucking wives.
I might be wrong. You could Google it, Poseidon.
I'm going to Google it. Also, fun fact, his net worth may have been more around the $500 billion. But this is all theoretical. Alexander the Great.
Well, he owned the whole world at the time.
Well, this one video says it may actually be
even more. So how can a guy that owns the whole world be worth only... like 20% more than Elon Musk.
Well, there's another video that says it might actually be $1.6 trillion.
Yeah, yeah.
Even more than that, because it's everything.
It's just crazy money.
It's just crazy money. Yeah.
What am I worth? Everything.
But he was so smart. Alexander was so fucking smart, because another thing is he kept winning battles that he was understaffed for. They were always less.
Okay.
You know? The only thing he lost, I guess... was an argument which stayed in the histories with the Spartans, which is pretty funny. They wouldn't back down. So he to make an example, he would go to certain places initially, because the way you unite the Greeks, because we all fight each other, we're all assholes, is you have to let him by force. You have to let him know, like, look, shut the fuck up. So Greeks are like, fuck you, bro. You're not in charge. Like, Macedonia stays there. Fucking Sparta does its own thing. We're Greeks, but we do our own thing. So he started kicking some fucking ass. And then people fell in line, except for the Spartans. So he thought, he's like, okay, I got to get the Spartans on board. We're going to take over the fucking world, this and that. And then he sent a messenger, and it was a whole thing of if you don't listen, if you don't say that, if you don't come with us, if what we're going to do. And the Spartans replied, one answer. They replied, like, if. That's all they said. And he's like, fuck these people. And he left them alone, did the whole campaign without the Spartans. And then when they started taking over certain areas, there was a letter that had come back to tell, like, of the conquest, and he was thanking everybody. He was thanking Greeks, and he made a point, right? Except the Spartans. He made a point to be like, fuck this dude, you have to do this. You didn't want to come. You didn't want to come so we could take over the world. Because he held it, but he was smart to not fight them.
Yeah.
Because he's like, okay, how many people am I going to lose? These people, that's all they do.
Yeah.
So it would be amazing to have them with us, but since they don't, because they're not going to accept another king. Like, get the fuck out of here,
bro. Fuck, what a bunch of hard asses, though. What a bunch of hard-headed motherfuckers, bro.
I love the if, because it's such a Greekster thing. They're like, because it's the same thing in World War II.
Yeah.
It's the same thing Metaxa did when the Italians gave the whole fucking letter of, you have to let us in, no, the whole go fuck yourself.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Just no.
Just one no. Like, no.
Nah.
And like, what do we know? We said this whole thing. He's like, no. Let's get here. And then because they beat the Italians in Albania. Yeah. And then they said, well, look, because the Nazis are going to come. So you have to surrender. So the smart thing was you had to surrender. And then he said, no, if you want to surrender, you have to bring us an actual general, a good general, so we can surrender to. We're not going to surrender to Italians. We'll just beat you.
Yeah.
Bring a Nazi officer. Maybe we'll surrender to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were fucked up, brother. We're very hard-headed.
Yeah, we're assholes. That explains a lot about how we are.
Also, no respect for orangutans. It's crazy. Yeah, so that's what Alexander the Great was doing. He was out there and he was fucking collecting wives, and he thought he was going to just, the entire world was going to be Greek. But Hellenist.
And he made it, like, he had a good run.
He had a very good run.
Short run, but good run.
17 to 33, I think.
Yeah, also, fun fact.
He was already a leader at 17.
Yep. Yeah, because his dad died young.
Okay.
Yeah, different times back then.
But they trained him from when he was young.
Yeah.
And there was a whole myth around him. Like, people expected big things of him. like they had visions before he was born, like his mom. Okay. You know how they had like fucking oracles and shit. So he was like the prodigal son. They all expected big things from him. So he had all that pressure. Mm. And then what else are you gonna do? You're in ancient Greece. You're a king. What else? You know.
Yeah.
What is he gonna do? Play tennis? Like.
And also, fun fact about Alexander the Great. There are, I think, villages in Afghanistan, or a village in Afghanistan.
That are great?
They're actually blonde, blue eyes.
Yeah, they also, they still have a lot of coins with his...
They still have a lot of coins with his...
Well, like, Afghanistan's the only place, since Alexander the Great, no one else, even now, who's taken over Afghanistan.
Yeah, nobody.
It's very hard to take over Afghanistan.
Yeah. And blonde, blue eyes, and they speak Greek, I think.
There's also villages like that in South America. There's one village in South America that but they migrated there, a bunch of Greeksters.
How many villages in Afghanistan speak Greek?
There's one.
I think there's one. Only one. Like, they've been cut off from the rest of the world.
But there's a lot of little places that still they have like Greek, and they have old stuff from then. There's still a lot of Egyptians that have ties to Greece.
Okay.
Like, the Coptic Christians now, I think. It's fucking crazy when you look at the history of the world and how people intermingled and where it lasted and all that. If you look at like Turks now, like if you look at their lineage, where they came from, they came from around like Mongolia. They mixed. They're like where Kazakhstan now is and all that stuff. Like there's all lines.
Yeah.
Like of even if you look at North America, you look at Irish, French, English, where they came from. And then now they're here and all that. It's fucking interesting. If you like a world map and you see the way it changes and all that, it's super, super interesting. And the way they look, you see certain places, like, why the fuck do they look like that? And it looks similar like someone else in another place. And then you find out that's where their ancestors migrated from.
Yeah.
Like, oh, fuck, that makes sense. That's why they look like that. Like Mexicans, for example. You look at everybody's like, oh, Spain, Spanish. Mexicans look a lot like natives. You could see you could see the resemblance.
Yeah.
It's because of that. It's because they came and they raped and pillaged. Mm. And they,
When I was in Haiti, there was a guy... We went to this museum that they were it was a museum for slaves, and he was saying how the problem, the thing that sucks about being a black is you don't know where your ancestors were from. And then he was like, you're from this region, you're just by the shape of the people.
Really?
Yeah, he was like, let's say in the Congo they were all tall and kind of massive. So, and you're small, like Senegal. So he was just basically doing like a non-funny Russell Peters bit.
Yeah. Oh, that's
but
funny.
I was like, oh, yeah, that's fucking interesting.
Because we have traits.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we have certain traits. So you like, see where
people
they start.
Look like their ancestors.
It's fucked up.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Then when you look at those old strategies, like when I see that, like they have to learn how to speak this language, and they have to go to schools, and you, like, it's so weird that was a strategy when you could have literally just killed everyone.
Yeah,
and like now I'm in charge; no one's ever rebelling.
But Alex, you're saying how in the blonde blue eyes, Alexander the Great was blonde.
Yep, light brown blonde. They used to have blonde hair, Greeks.
Yeah. Okay, what happened?
Well, Northern Europe Greeks.
Just fucked everyone.
But we still have. It depends where you are in Greece.
Okay, yeah. It's kind of like
they're lighter or darker. Yeah, it's kind of like Italy. Yeah, okay. Lighter or darker.
Yeah,
I've never seen. Well, I guess. Oh, yeah. I knew a girl, but she. I always figured it's because she was mixed race.
My eyes are still light, but my hair when I was young was light.
Okay.
Like if you see a picture of me young, I used to have blonde hair, and then it started to get darker.
Mm. Yeah. You were always dark.
Yeah, I was always dark.
Yeah. But me, I'm mixed, north and south.
Yeah.
So. Do you think Alexander the Great's people had the same reaction when he met your ancestors as they did with the orangutans?
Thought they were people?
I was waiting for that the whole time. I was like, what is this?
That's where his Greek lineage started. Also, imagine seeing elephants.
Yeah.
Like,
that's the thing about Hannibal. The Carthage?
Yeah.
This motherfucker. He hated Rome because the Romans fucked him over. They fucked all of like Carthage. They fucked North Africa quite a bit. So this guy's like, I'm going to fuck these bitches up. Dude, he made alliances so they could get free passage. Bro, he brought elephants across the Alps.
Yeah.
No one ever thought that could even be possible to bring elephants. You know what I mean? So they never thought it was a danger.
Yeah.
And then you have fuck a bunch of Romans like, the fuck are these dinosaurs? No, fucking crazy. The balls on this guy must have
been the same, like the first people to see like tigers and lions. Yeah. Especially tigers, because a tiger, when you see him from far away, you're like, oh, look at that cat.
you're like, kitty, kitty, kitty.
I thought he was closer.
It's crazy to think about that time, just seeing that for the first time. Seeing an elephant, a war elephant, you know, where people are on them, and you're like, what is that monster stomping everything?
Yeah.
It's scaring the horses and shit.
And apparently they were bigger, too.
Yeah, they were fatter, too.
Yeah, they were bigger.
That's like whenever there are alien movies, the aliens arrive, and they're always basically our size. But technically, they might be like a million times bigger, a million times smaller. You know how crazy that would be to get invaded, and they're all like this big?
Fuck them.
They're like, fuck you, guy.
Yeah.
They're all my father.
Yeah. They're all shirtless. Yeah, they're wearing white beaters, and they have nunchucks. You see Under Siege. You see this? Good. Under Siege is on Netflix now, and I keep telling him to go watch it.
Oh, is it?
And reminisce of the past.
I watched the trailer, by the way. I was like, oh my God, I had watched that movie like so long ago. And I'm like, how did I enjoy this movie? Like his acting.
Imagine the first people that got attacked with gunpowder.
Yo.
Yeah.
Imagine, like, I don't know what's going on. It's magic. They're just, fuck, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Oh, they got bamboozled.
Yeah, heavy. I think that happened to Byzantium too, because like the Ottomans, they had a lot of the... Oriental
tech,
and it was from China, the gunpowder. So I'm pretty sure like a lot of that shit was happening. Like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, every time advancements will happen, people would be like, bro.
Or like pistols in America.
Yeah.
Because in the old days, you had to fucking took
bow and three arrows. Weeks
to get a gun or bow and arrows.
And they're like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, and then all of a sudden you go, bing!
Yeah, they're like, what? It must have been a mind fuck. And then the strategies they used was fucking... I feel like the generals back then were smarter. Like even if you go back, and you look at the Spartans and the Persians, Thermopylae with 300.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, we're way less than them. So let's use their numbers against them. Let's fight where we want to fight. So fucking narrow corridor, their numbers don't mean shit because they can't all come at us at once. And we're better fighters. Let's just slaughter the fuck out of them.
Yeah.
Like this, it's not, you know, the strategies, because I guess that's what you have to think of.
Yeah.
Like, we're pretty much all evenly matched. We got to think.
I always wondered how, like, the fighters, when you know your front line.
Yeah, what are you thinking?
And you're like, okay, I'm only here because the general thinks, okay, we're going to lose, you know, a couple of thousand men, but who cares? We'll end up winning.
Yeah.
But I'm in the fucking third row.
Yeah.
I wonder if those guys were smart enough to realize that, or they were all just fucking so... I think pumped up, and we're like, we're gonna win.
You're right. It depends on the culture. I know the Spartans didn't care. The Spartans, the biggest glory was for you to die fighting for Sparta,
like the Vikings.
Yeah, that's the biggest glory. Because you can't run away. You have two options. You either
and
come back with
gonna
your shield
die anyway.
Or on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they were so good normally. Like same thing with now we talk about 300 Spartans, but it was more than that because they had a bunch of other Greeks that came to help. But even they survived for a while until they got fucked over, until they were ratted out by a fucking rat.
Yeah.
They were slaughtering. They were making a fucking.
They were actually going to win.
Yeah, they were making a breakfast out of the entire Persian army. So that's all they did, though. From little kids, it was a warrior culture. Mm. You just have to learn how to fight.
There was even one battle that impressed me. I remember learning about it in school. It was I don't know.
Battle of Waterloo.
No.
That's impressive too. The pincer attack.
I think it was I don't know about that one, but it was one with. I think it was Alexander the Great or was somebody else from Athens where he had the troops all lined up. Like, he made it thin, the battle line in the middle. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. And then he made the army.
Alexander did that so that they charge in the middle.
So they charged.
But there was barely anyone there. So by the time they did it, they got fucking flanked. They just got surrounded.
So he
was very sneaky. Alexander was very fucking sneaky because he kept going into fights he shouldn't go into.
And winning.
Yeah, because he kept outsmarting them.
A lot of that history. Well, a lot of the tactics that they used in ancient times, they still use the American military still uses.
A lot of militaries.
You
go with what works.
Exactly.
You go with what works. Part of what they should do, though, the American military is, again, start building schools.
Yeah.
Force people to learn Greek. How to wrestle. Like, let me tell you about Zeus, bro. How fucking ridiculous is that? It's funny, but it's so absurd to think about.
It is very absurd.
And how... That must suck, learning about the culture of the people that killed your dad.
But that's the thing. That's why it's crazy. The guy's there. He's like, what are you doing, kid? He's like, oh, I was praying to a fucking Zulu something. He's like, that's gay, bro. Let me talk about Poseidon. It's fucking hilarious.
That's nuts, bro. I'm surprised considering how much like history has given us in terms of lore and you know, mythology and stories. I'm surprised nobody has touched on this like comedically the way you see it.
Everybody's touched on this comedically, just a different time. Yeah, I'm not the first one to think of this because it is ridiculous. It's just that you don't talk about history. Normally people talk about current events. I'm just thinking about it because I was watching a lot of Oliver Stone. I was learning the history of America, which I love. And there's always something interesting that I was supposed to know and I didn't know. I'm like, fuck, I didn't know about that.
Is that good?
It's very good.
Everything Oliver Stone's done in the last 10 years is always weird.
Yeah, he fucked up the movie Alexander.
Okay.
He just decided to make Alexander gay. And it was
Alexander gay?
Oh, he made him. Well, I guess he's bi in the movie, but he made him super gay in the movie.
Okay.
Yeah. All because he decided to not ask a Greek person to translate something very simple for him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because when they describe Hephaestion, which was his best friend's growing up, and it goes, Alexander loved him because he even, you know, cried when one of them died and all that stuff. But Greeks don't have, it's not like English. We don't have one word for love. Agape, that love, that's the love I have for you, that's the love I have for him. It's not erotas, it's not romantic love.
No.
So they just like, this guy loved him. Fucking homo. And it's like, well, no, he's banging. Like, he would. Yeah. Anyways, so.
We have five words for love.
He's never been told either of them.
Me? No, never.
Yeah, so, but it was still a well-made film. He makes weird, good shit. Okay. But the history stuff, the This Is America, what it's called, the History of America, fuck, it's good.
Yeah?
Yeah, because it's very, just straight up documentary.
Okay.
But he narrates it. And he talks about all kinds of things that I half knew from school, but you never really look into. And he mentions, you know, when America fucks up, he'll mention it. He'll talk about it.
Because I remember when I was little, I saw Natural Born Killers.
Oh, stupid.
But I love that movie.
I loved it when it first came out.
Tarantino didn't exist to me back then. But I watched it last year and I was like, he fucking ruined Tarantino's movie.
Yeah. And that's what Tarantino said. He said he wants to be disassociated completely.
It would have been so good. The only thing that was good about Natural Born Killers was the casting of Woody Harrelson.
I like Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
In general, let's give him a shout out. He's a fucking good actor. He's fun.
I always like him when movies like that. I remember seeing an interview. The only reason why he had got booked for that, because he was Woody on Cheers. He was like a funny, dumb guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Oliver Stone had booked him because his dad was a hitman.
Oh, dude.
His dad claimed to have murdered JFK.
Yes, I remember hearing about this. And then I think Woody Harrelson stopped recently answering questions about it or some shit like that.
Yeah, but his dad, even on his deathbed, bragged about killing JFK. And he was like giving, like sort of saying shit that someone like him shouldn't have known about.
What do you think?
I don't know. I like stories like that.
Me too.
Yeah. But I don't know.
I wonder if that's the guy we've all been looking for. It was
Woody Harrelson's dad.
Papa Harrelson, yeah.
Yeah, Papa Harrelson.
It could be.
Yeah.
Because why would they block? Didn't they block the release of the documents around JFK for 35 years? And then now they said they want to push, they want to extend it.
Yeah. Because
they haven't released everything.
Block shit for 75 years.
Yeah, what are you hiding?
Yeah.
I don't understand. Everyone's dead that was there.
But JFK definitely got killed by someone in the government.
Oh, yeah, CIA, 100%. I think everyone jokes about it, but we know it was the CIA.
And they kind of blame the mafia.
So dumbly. Yeah. Like, people would just, like, for sure. The mafia would never do that.
Yeah.
Well, Charles Harrelson was an American hitman and organized crime figure.
That's Woody's father?
Yeah,
Charles Harrelson.
And what does it say about killing JFK?
It doesn't say anything, but he was convicted for assassinating a federal judge, John H. Wood Jr.
Jesus Christ.
First federal judge to be killed in the 20th century. Charles Harrelson was the father of actors Brett and Woody Harrelson. But it doesn't say anything on
the
JFK.
Who the fuck is Brett Harrelson?
Brett Harrelson is a shitty actor.
Have you ever seen him?
No. I didn't even know Woody had a brother.
Yeah, he said they're both actors.
Searching up right now. Hold on.
I wonder.
All right. And we asked, who is Brett Haroldson?
And he was like,
I got this, JFK.
Yeah.
Williams, because I was still looking to see.
Exactly. That's the whole point. You didn't listen. I love that whenever I call him out on what he did, he's like, no, I did something else.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, I got it. Brett says it's Owen Hart's brother.
So who is he?
What was the question?
Oh, wow.
What was the answer that you Googled? Yeah. And then we'll
Well, I can't find anything on the assassination of JFK.
But it's not like I made that up. Yeah. There has to be stuff about JFK, Woody Harrelson's dad. Google that.
JFK, Woody. Okay. Woody IE or Y?
I think Y.
Allegations of involvement in the assassination of John F. Kennedy. In September 1980, Harrelson surrendered to police after a six-hour standoff in which he was reportedly high on cocaine. During the standoff, he threatened suicide, stating that he had killed both Judge Wood and President John F. Kennedy.
And he had killed Judge Wood, right?
Yeah.
So that makes...
Oh, in a television interview after his arrest, Harrelson said... At the same time, I said I had killed the judge, I said I had killed Kennedy, which might give you an idea to the state of my mind at the time. He said that the statements like made during the standoff were an effort to elongate my life.
Okay, yeah, then maybe.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Maybe. Joseph.
His dad is an actor, too.
Mm. Well said.
It's all make-believe.
Joseph Chagra later testified during Harrelson's trial that Harrelson claimed to have shot Kennedy and drew maps to show where he was hiding during the assassination. Chagra said that he did not believe Harrelson's claim, and the AP reported that the FBI apparently discounted any involvement by Harrelson in the Kennedy assassination. According to Jim Mars, 1989 book Crossfire, Harrelson is believed to be the youngest and tallest
murderer of JFK?
Of the three tramps by many conspiracy theories.
The what?
The three gunmen.
Okay.
That's it. It's because the JFK thing, they had stopped three homeless people. Okay. And they say tramps, it's like another word for a hobo. And they apparently he was one of them. So he was arrested. He was stopped the day JFK got killed. And then they were like, these guys are just homeless. Let them go.
But he was faking homelessness.
Yeah. Oh. He was faking homelessness.
He was an actor, too.
The way that he faked everything.
Yeah.
Fuck.
He may have killed JFK.
Yeah. Mars stated that Harrelson was involved with... Yeah.
After the first gunshot, you hear, end scene.
Yeah. It's a fucking mystery. I mean, if only we had some more data. I wonder. Imagine one day we're going to find out that George Bush Sr., who shouldn't have been there, was actually there, and there's plane tickets to confirm it, and he was working at the time for the CIA, and he was very upset with JFK about the whole pigs thing. If you guys like this episode, don't trust the Bushes or the Clintons. Mike Ward, by the way, famous podcaster and comedian.
You can trust him.
You could trust him. He's going to be live at the Montreal Bell Center this summer, July 22nd, 2022. Centrebrag.com is the website. It will be Mike Ward, Suzekut, live. The biggest live podcast of all time is happening in Montreal, hosted by
Bigger Mike. Than all of Woody Harrelson's father's lies.
Yeah. Gigantic. Head over to SalterBrack.com right now to get yourself some tickets. You could be there for the event of the summer. And if you're curious, you're like, I wonder if I'm going to like that show. Well, Patreon.com/Suzekut. You could catch all of the episodes, the entire back catalog, plus all the new live streams that he's doing. He goes live once a week at least. I think you went like twice this week, no? Live on the Patreon for the studio episodes. So it's a lot of fun. Check that out. Get your tickets. It's going to be a fun... I'm excited right now. I think it's going to be the pinnacle of my year. The pinnacle of my year to see you at the fucking Bell Center, bro, and have people go crazy for a podcast. I think that's... podcasting is reaching its mecca here. So very nice. PantelisComedy.com for all of my stuff. You could find this gentleman producing the show on Twitch, twitch.tv/ThePoseidon69, which is his handle everywhere, ThePoseidon69 on Twitter and on Instagram. You could follow him. You could chat with him. Poseidon is great at responding to requests on Twitch. So if he's playing Twitch and you're there and you ask him, hey, shoot that guy in the head, he more than likely will try to do it. He likes to interact with the fans.
He'll do that in real life, too.
Yeah, he's one of the Harrelsons.
For the right price.
He's the forgotten Harrelson, and he does hang out with a tribe of orangutans, and he calls them family.
La Familia.
The Brett Harrelson of this podcast.
Thank you guys. Go fuck yourselves.
Anything for La Familia.
La Familia.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.